Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Once a week, we like to get together for a little musical roundup, and we can't do it, so we bring in our expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right, how are you today?
Great.
All right. Going through another round of cold, but yep. It's going to be a quick one.
Yeah, it's coming our way.
I saw national stories about all the rain you got in Michigan. How bad is it?
It's funny. In my area, it was mostly frozen rain. So, the streets, the sidewalks, my driveway were ice rinks.
Yes, same here. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well,
let's slide it away, you know.
Well, let's get started on it. Let's let Adam Levine have it, because that seems to be what everybody wants to do. I don't know why. He got up there. He sang his songs. I thought he did okay, but man, nobody enjoyed it.
It was dull, and it was inoffensive, and you're right. It was just a band playing their hits, and but we expect something, I think, a little more spectacular.
Well,
and you expect it. You expect that performer to be an icon, and I don't think that's Maroon 5 yet. So they were kind of doomed from the start, because there was so much criticism about it going in. There's almost virtually nothing they could have done to really redeem the show. But they got up there, they played their hits, and played their hits just fine. Now, for as much complaining as there's been, somebody liked it, because their catalog, their sales jumped 400% in the wake of that performance.
Good for them, then.
The six songs they performed, in fact, did even better, a 587% sales increase.
Nipples flashing? Do we have to have Janet Jackson?
People like the tattoos. They really got into Travis Scott, or they really liked Big Boy's fur coat. But every song that was played, during the show, during that halftime show, registered a big sales gain.
All right.
Maroon 5's total catalog. And so did, as happens every year, a lot of the commercials, the songs that were in the commercials. Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy, for instance, was, had 2,000 downloads on Sunday and Monday following the Super Bowl, and that's up more than 2,000%. From what it had done in the days before it. Ludacris's Stood Up, that was in the Mercedes-Benz ad, did a big number, big increase. Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, Andy Grammer's Good to Be Alive, Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum, virtually everything that was in a commercial.
How did you like the game itself,
personally? It was one of these things, if you're a football aficionado, I think you enjoyed it more than if you were somebody who was just eating a big slice of pizza. or a sandwich and wanted to see a fun football game.
Yeah,
I don't think we call that a fun football game. It was definitely for a fan fascinating to watch.
Yeah, well, I thought the defenses played really well.
Yeah, if you like defense, it was your game.
I could appreciate it. I like to see scoring, but
yeah.
But after watching the Packers all year and no defense for the last at least
right,
2 years,
refreshing.
I was
impressed. Yeah.
Well, could it be, hold on a second, could it be that there was spillage onto the halftime show then, that people weren't enjoying the game, so they went in with a bad attitude to watch Adam Levine?
Without question. This was not a great Super Bowl year all the way around, not a particularly exciting game. The commercials as a batch were not particularly good this year. There weren't as many really fun commercials that we like to talk about this year, and so you had that going on for 2 hours. And then you roll into a halftime show that people were already ambivalent about, and there was just no way, they would have to have resurrect Prince, David Bowie, and Greg Allman to get people on their side.
It's
for this
one. Sort of unbelievable that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady can cook up a sixth Super Bowl championship for the Patriots, and it becomes Super Bowl meh.
Right.
Super Bowl 50, meh.
I think it was the cool thing to do, was say you didn't like Maroon 5 and that halftime sucked.
Going into it, sure.
Yeah.
People went into it the days leading up to it, the weeks leading up to it. people were going in with a bad attitude. But I still don't think it was a great halftime show.
All right. Let's talk about the Grammys. Are they going to suck this week?
Sunday night, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, new host, Alicia Keys. I liked James Corden the last couple years, and LL Cool J, I thought, did a good job. Alicia Keys is not exactly known as somebody who's gonna blow your socks off with a monologue at the beginning of the show, so I'm curious to see how they use her. I mean, she has a lot of credibility as a musician, so well, how they're going to use it. There's been drama going into the Grammys. We do know that Lady Gaga will be performing Shallow. Bradley Cooper will not be there because he has to be at the BAFTA Awards over in England. That's the British equivalent of the Oscars. Taylor Swift is going to be in England, too. Combination of reasons. One is she's been filming Cats over in England, so she may as well just stay there and go to the BAFTAs, where she'll be supporting her current boyfriend, which is, who's an actor. And then the other thing, too, Joe Alwyn, by the way, is her boyfriend. And the other thing is the Grammys more or less snubbed Taylor this year. Her album only has one nomination for Best Pop Vocal Album. And, you know, whereas in past years she's gotten a bunch of nominations. So the Grammys clearly aren't worth her while. Ariana Grande dropped out.
Oh, wait, what about her stalker?
Her stalker got, her stalker was sentenced. This is the guy who, who had broken into her house and, had made contact with her after he was ordered not to. So he's been sentenced to 6 months in jail. He's actually been in jail for a couple months already. So
isn't there such a thing as a lifetime restraining order? You can't near her anymore ever.
Yeah. Those have to be renewed.
I think he rang all the bells. He broke into her house.
Right.
He took a nap.
Right.
Correct. And
used her shower.
Took a shower. That's it. Lifetime ban right there.
Do you sell that house?
Yeah, you would think, but I think, it's still in the legal process. These are things that have to be, I guess, kind of like getting out on probation. They have to be, they have to be renewed every year. But he'll serve the rest of his time in jail, and then he apparently plans to return to Florida, where he's from, and he'll be on 5 years probation there. So then it's after that everything gets renewed. Other big Grammy drama, Ariana Grande dropped out this week. Producers said it was because she couldn't get it together soon enough. She jumped on social media this week saying, no, they were lying. Basically, the deal was she was insisting on performing her new single, Seven Rings. The Grammys countered saying, we'll let you do that, but as part of a two-song medley, and we get to pick the second song, like maybe the song she's nominated for,
God is Woman,
which is actually not a bad thing for the Grammys to ask for. But Ariana jumped on social media and said, no, I offered them three songs. They turned down every one of them. Ariana Grande was saying, I can get something together overnight, so don't be going out there in the world and saying that it's my fault. The Grammys made their decision, and she made hers to drop out.
It seems like a million years ago when I used to watch award shows, which I haven't done in at least a million, maybe 2 million years now. Mm-hmm. The bands that were nominated for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, whatever it was, they all performed that song during the course of the Grammys, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually you perform what you're nominated for at the Grammys. Now, of course, it's understood. Like in the case of Ariana Grande, her new album comes out today. So 2 days later, she's on the Grammys. She wants to promote it. It's interesting. It harkens back to the Motown 25 special in 1983 when they really wanted Michael Jackson to be part of it. And Michael Jackson's condition was that he get to perform Billie Jean, which was then a new single from his new album that wasn't even on Motown. And after a bunch of back and forth, they decided they wanted Michael Jackson enough that they let him perform Billie Jean. And of course, you saw what happened there.
That's right. That was on Columbia Records. That wasn't even released on Motown. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
So that was a big negotiation. Grammys will be star-studded, by the way. Yesterday they announced their presenters that are going to include John Mayer, Smokey Robinson, Swizz Beatz, Meghan Trainor, Kane Brown, Jada Pinkett Smith, Wilmer Valderrama, Anna Kendrick's going to be there. So, you know, the usual combination of actors, actresses, and musicians.
CBS is carrying the Grammys, right?
CBS carries the Grammys at 3:30. If you want to see something that's a lot of fun, starting at 3:30 at Grammy.com is the, I forget what they've dubbed it something now, but it's basically the pre-award ceremony. And this is where they give out most of the awards. And that's a really happy show. There's like none of the Grammy drama. You know, people are there in the audience, and there are some musical performances, but they, but just everybody who wins at that thing is happy. And it's, in a lot of ways, it's more entertaining than the Grammys themselves.
The reason I bring up CBS is carrying the Grammys is they try and squeeze in their people on their shows, right, to promote the network as well, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's where Wilmer Valderrama comes in, because nobody there cares if he's at the Grammys.
No, but they're promoting their TV shows.
How many spots does the network get like that at the Grammys? Three? Two?
Do that? I bet more. You know, I think as many as they want, and that's a negotiation with the Recording Academy and with the producer of the show.
All right.
So, you know, it kind of fits everybody, because if you put, you know, big TV stars are good to have on your show, as well as the musicians.
But they couldn't get any, so Wilmer Valderrama gets to go on the show.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, more people are going to know Wilmer than,
he's a TV star.
Okay, fine.
And a lot of performances, of course, for the rock purpose. So the token rock performance this year is going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers, although they're performing with Post Malone in order to get on there. So, yeah, the show itself is pretty bereft of rock this year.
How does a city ban a person? What does that mean?
The city council goes, takes a vote and says, in this case, it's the city of Philadelphia, and we don't want R. Kelly to perform here. They passed a resolution.
So is it binding? What if he's caught in Philadelphia?
Right. I mean, what if some venue in the Philadelphia in the city of Philadelphia says, no, we're going to have R. Kelly here?
That's an interesting thing here, because a private business can largely do what a private business wants, short of perhaps a bench warrant for R. Kelly for some reason.
Right.
They can do it. So I doubt anyone will really test that. This guy is so radioactive right now. In fact, he was earlier in the week, he announced an intent to do an international tour, and like all these countries were, and you had politicians in countries, no way, we're not letting R. Kelly in.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing, and then he kind of dropped it. So I don't foresee like the Fillmore Philadelphia trying to book R. Kelly just to make a point.
Okay, but the idea was they don't want him around.
Yeah, they don't want him in there.
The motion is passed.
Oh,
R. Kelly is no longer allowed in our town. Let's talk about a little marketing here. Aldi's is now selling rock and roll cheese.
Yeah, limited edition. rock and roll cheese. It's part of Aldi's their house brand. It's called Happy Farms, and you can buy for yourself some sweet cheddar of mine, Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Pour some Gouda on me.
Okay, I get it now.
Wake me up before you go. Goat.
Gouda.
Wham. Girls just want to have Fontina, Cindy Lauper, and Total Eclipse of the Havarti, for which Bonnie Tyler is eternally grateful.
Wow.
Didn't Jim Steinman write that song, though?
Get them now, or,
That might get people to try flavors they've never tried before.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
Other places in the world. Here in Wisconsin, I don't know how many people haven't tried every cheese on the planet.
Party,
right.
True. Somebody could pour some Gouda on me, though. I'd be okay with that. Sure.
And the Beatles are teaming up with Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, you can get Beatles images at Crate and Barrel now. They're like prints, And they have, I think it's a series of 21 of them priced between $200 and $650, and they're iconic images of like when the Beatles landed in the U.S. in 1964, when they were the photo shoot from the Beatles for Sale album, the cover of the Revolver album, another shot, an alternate shot from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and you can put them up in your house. Just basically Beatles art print.
Okay, so it's not like they're on coffee cups or
no, they're not doing
woven
that
into the fabric
or throws or anything like that, which to me would actually be cooler.
Okay,
I don't know that I need randomly the Revolver cover on my wall, but if it was like on a couch throw,
Revolver was a good album.
Yeah, you good, great album.
Yeah,
and a cool album cover.
When they talk about Beatle albums, Revolver never gets mentioned. They talk about Rubber Soul. They talk about Sgt. Pepper. Maybe Let It Be or Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Yeah.
But I hear Revolver talked about a lot. I would say it's number 5 or 6 in the pecking order.
I think on side one of Revolver, I had this album as a kid. It starts out with Taxman, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song.
It's a great album. You know, they were all great, but when you think about going from, you know, Rubber Soldier into Revolver into Sergeant Pepper, you know, that's a pretty good little hat trick there.
Got to Get You Into My Life is on there. Yeah. That's a great album.
Yeah, so, you know, but you can go get the cover and hang it on your wall.
All right, we're almost out of time here. What do you want to finish up with, Gary?
Oh, boy, you always leave me to this, and I think we should talk.
You'd think
about,
after all these years you'd be ready for this at the end.
I never know, but yeah.
Or Spice Girls, you know.
No Spice Girls this week. Yeah, all right, let's give some kudos to Aerosmith. They're going to receive the 2,657th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on, everybody sigh, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. They'll be out there, and they'll get to put their hands in cement, get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it'll be very sweet and happy. And we should add, too, that George Clinton, Farewell under One Nation Under a Groove Tour, is going to open where else but in Milwaukee.
George Clinton is one of those guys that I've always looked at and gone, that guy is just too cool for the room.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been, like, if they always say Belichick is playing chess when everyone is playing checkers. That's how I always felt.
Yeah.
Felt about George Clinton. Well, I just thought he was kind of,
always fun to see. He'll be playing May 30th at the Miller High Life Theater.
Rock is shaking his head no. He disagrees.
What?
Really? George Clinton? Not one of the coolest guys in the room, Rock?
He played halftime of a Bucks game one time.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? That was whoa?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. That's a real, wasn't the greatest.
Well, maybe he's going to amp it up for the tour.
I hope so.
All right.
We'll find out.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
All right. Gary Graff, our music expert. You get him every Friday morning here.